Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 podcast. Today is Thursday, July 27th, and I am Amy Harwell, feeling very blessed to get to read with you this week. Today, we will be reading from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 26 to 59. Jesus answered, "Truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal of approval on him." "What can we do to perform the works of God?" they asked. Jesus replied, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he has sent." "What sign, then, are you going to do so that we may see and believe you?" they asked. "What are you going to perform? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, just as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, Moses didn't give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said, "Sir, give us this bread always." "I am the bread of life," Jesus told them. "No one who comes to me will ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again. But as I told you, you've seen me, and yet you do not believe. Everyone the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of those he has given me, but should raise them up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Therefore, the Jews started complaining about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Stop complaining among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they will all be taught by God.' Everyone who has listened to and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, I tell you, anyone who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." At that, the Jews argued among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in yourselves. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, because my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not like the manna your ancestors ate, and they died. The one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. That is truly a dense passage of scripture. What stands out to me, however, is this last section when Jesus is talking about what it means to eat his flesh and drink his blood. And when he says in verse 56, "The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him." Now, in my translation, by the way, I'm reading in the Christian Standard Bible, CSB version. I have the word remains. I'm pretty sure in some versions it would instead say abides. It comes from the same root word. The Greek for that word is meno, which is to abide, and it is the same word that John will use later in his gospel when he's talking about abiding in the vine. This concept of abiding in Christ has long been an idea that I have felt drawn to understanding more fully. What does that mean, and how do I do that practically? I'm a very practical person. If you give me a checklist and a pen, I'm going to move mountains. What does it mean to abide in Christ? Show me my steps. And luckily, earlier in our reading, in verse 35, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry, and no one who believes in me will ever be thirsty again." Our directive is clear in this verse. We are told to come, and we are told to believe. And perhaps that is the foundation of abiding. Abiding isn't so much an idea of what I need to do. Abiding is more an idea of what I need to accept. Jesus does the heavy lifting. Jesus does the hard work. All I have to do is say yes. Father, thank you for this gift. It is a gift I am so undeserving of, I don't even often know how to understand or process it. This gift of abiding. What you have given me, what you have given all followers of Christ. A new life through you. Purpose through you. May I open my hands today and my heart today to receive that invitation, to rest in your perfect love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.